The Louisiana Center for Nursing has released a study examining the job trends in nursing in the Bayou State. The center surveyed more than 600 employers to determine the demand for RNs in recent years and predictions for hiring through the end of this year. Cynthia Bienemy directs the Baton Rouge-based center. She says the workforce can't become complacent because a nursing shortage is not far off.
What we're finding now is that nurses are beginning to retire, especially with the baby boomers now and the upsurge of our economy. We have nurses that, you know, are wanting to return to work part-time.
Susan Warren is the corporate director of clinical staffing for Willis-Knighton Health System. She produces monthly and annual vacancy reports. She says last year's nurse position vacancies were very low. During an economic downturn, she says, nurses hung on to their jobs and...
We saw a lot of nurses coming back to work that had been home taking care of their children, had not been at work. So part of it was nurses coming back into the workforce.
Bienemy says a nurse educator shortage is more imminent. She says qualified nursing program applicants are being put on waiting lists or rejected from programs across the state. She says many nurse educators are retiring, and it's been difficult for colleges to fill those positions.
As a result, many schools of nursing are having to turn away hundreds and even thousands of qualified applicants because they don't have the faculty in order to teach these students.
The nursing demand report is based on information culled from hospitals, long-term care, and skilled nursing facilities, hospices, and psychiatric facilities. Bienemy says her next step is to analyze the data for workforce trends in various parts of the state.